Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We're at a critical moment where Big Pharma and others in Congress are trying to push out RFK Jr. I stand with RFK Jr., and here's why. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, as someone who has a background in health and nutrition and someone, this is very, very, very important to me and to our country. I'm so impressed to see that he is Katie Bar the door, committed to getting our country healthy, getting our children healthy. You know, America is the least healthy country in the world. For all the technology and knowledge that we have, that is astounding. But he is so willing and fighting for this, you know, getting all the preservative, getting all the dyes out of food, getting rid of these vaccine mandates, all the things that are causing our children and Americans to suffer and die needlessly. But unfortunately, and no surprise, he is being targeted by some of these people in Congress who are not for that because they're receiving money from Big Pharma.
So Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK, said this, quote, "A healthy person has 1,000 dreams. A sick person has only one. 60% of our population has only one dream."
Close quote. That's profound.
Yeah.
Think about that.
A sick person, what do they dream about? They dream about getting well. A healthy
surviving
person,
yeah,
as he says, has 1,000 dreams because their health is not interfering with their dreams. A sick person has only one desire, and that is to regain their health. 60% of our population, he says, has only one dream, and that is to get better. Why? Why is America so advanced, one of the sickest places on the planet? Why are we more sick and unhealthy than those in Europe?
Because we've sold out. We've sold out to Big Pharma. We've sold out to these food companies that create these food substances. And we're going downhill as a result. That's what he's fighting against. I mean, you look in these hearings and these senators that are screaming at him, those are the ones that are getting a lot of money from
these companies. So there's a lot of good doctors out there. There's no question about it. And there's a lot of good medicine. But among, you know, the various kinds of doctors that, for example, I visit. I've long had a functional medicine specialist who's an MD, but is a functional medicine specialist and looks at the body more holistically to treat with more vitamins and supplements. But, you know, I work out. I'm blessed with good health. I'm very reluctant to take any kind of medication because medication actually compounds issues.
Causes other problems. Yeah.
I'm not saying that you don't take medications. I'm not opposed to your medications. You have to deal with what you need to deal with.
But we should
personally don't need them. I don't need them. What the problem is that we see is when you go into medicine, you find out that doctors have been basically hoodwinked with Big Pharma. Big Pharma has controlled the medical profession. And they become just simply drug pushers. And you get one drug that treats this symptom, and then it causes something else, so you need another drug to treat that. There's a place for medications. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that whenever you go into this area and you question and you want science-based evidence for medication, for vaccines, for our food, for things that are actually in our food, because we have dyes and we have things in our food that you don't have over in Europe.
And they don't belong there.
Like you might be gluten sensitive here in the United States when you eat bread, but you go over to Europe or say Israel, you can eat bread. And guess what? Many gluten sensitive people aren't gluten sensitive when they eat that bread. Why is that? Because of the way that we have actually processed our food.
Right.
RFK is coming into this situation and he's taking a very bold stand. He's taking a bold stand and he has already killed tax dollar funded mRNA vaccine deals. He canceled contracts worth over $500 million, including bird flu projects with mRNA very dangerous kind of new iteration that came out of COVID. He shut down the World Health Organization's power grab. He cleaned house at health agencies, installed new FDA, NIH, and other leadership. That's what he's trying to do in the CDC now. He slashed wasteful grants. He froze or cut hundreds of NIH projects under federal review. He's banned mercury in flu shots, thimerosal. Thimerosal is mercury, by the way, in your shots. And they're in a lot of different vaccines, and they're going into your body. Thimerosal is mercury, right? He's ended thimerosal use after the CDC panel shakeup. He's cleaned up unhealthy food additives, as you mentioned, Holly. He stopped a long list of chemicals and dyes that Europe has banned long ago. And guess who does not like that?
Those people that are taking money from these companies, Big Pharma and all that. That's why they're screaming at him.
Big Pharma, because it affects their pocketbook. And guess what? There's a lot of Republicans. It's not just Republicans versus Democrats here. It's Republicans and Democrats on these committees. And you would be shocked. We've actually have some data that we produced in some of our emails through Liberty Council Action and also through Liberty Council of how much money Republicans and Democrats in Congress are receiving, have received from Big Pharma for their elections.
Yeah, it's public knowledge. You can go online and see the list of the different members of Congress and how much they're getting per year from these companies, you know, and so no wonder they're screaming so loud, because you look at all he's done so far and you think, why would you not want a healthier America? This is for the benefit of you and your children. But when they're talking about their pocketbooks, like Elizabeth Warren, they are screaming because they don't want to lose that money.
And just last week, they brought before the committee the fired CDC director. Now, the CDC director was only there for 30 days. RFK, I know, nominated this person. I have heard that he was pressured by some people to nominate this person. It was a bad, bad choice. Mm-hmm. If you look at this individual who was a CDC employee, she was pro-COVID shot. She was pro the mandates. She should never have been nominated. It became very clear she's not the CDC director. He removed her. And now there's this effort by some Republicans and Democrats, based upon pressure from Big Pharma that's funding their campaigns, to rake RFK Jr. over the coals and develop a situation where he is forced out. If he is forced out, friends, we will never have a chance in our lifetime again, like we have right now, to reform Big Pharma, to reform the agencies like the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the FDA, the NIH, Big Pharma, and then right after that, Big Ag. Big Pharma, Big Ag, all of the agricultural pharmaceutical slash companies are coming together to make money off of your poor health. And when you have somebody like RFK questioning and say, we need science-based evidence, and by the way, we ought to give informed consent to parents and people who are being forced to get these vaccines. And by the way, we also ought to remove the forced mandates on any vaccines. How dare we as a country say that we can tell you what to inject into your body.
And that's the key word you said, is forced. He does not say we're not going to get rid of all vaccines. If you want to get a vaccine, go for it. You know, but this forcing these shots upon the American people, when have you seen the government trying to force a medical intervention on Americans?
Well, Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, said kids are going to die because of RFK's decisions, when RFK is, he's just making parents informed. Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat from Colorado, criticized Dr. Robert Malone as unqualified. Well, you know what? Dr. Malone invented the mRNA platform.
I think he knows a few
things
about it.
I think he knows a little bit about what he's talking about when he now raises concerns about how it's been used and how detrimental it is to your body and your health.
And, you know, I appreciated him for that, because he came out during COVID and started speaking out against how it's been used.
Yeah.
Here he is.
And
he created it.
And he's the one who created the platform.
But he said it was not meant for this use.
It was not meant for this use. No, it was not meant for this use. He knows what he's talking about. Go to lc.org/pharma. That's /pharma. And there we have a landing page that you can send faxes and sign petitions to stand with RFK Jr. It is critically important that you tell members of Congress and the Trump administration that you're standing with RFK.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.